This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. First meeting of House of Representatives after elections underway at Federal Parliament Building in New Baneswar. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda says role of banking sector is important for financial inclusion, and China reopens borders to tourists after 3 years of COVID closure. Now the news in detail. The first meeting of the House of Representatives after elections is underway at the Federal Parliament Building at New Baneswar. The meeting started under the chairmanship of the senior member of the House of Representatives, Pashupati Shamsher Jawara. At the beginning of the meeting, senior member Jawara read out the letter received from the President's office regarding the convening of the session of the Federal Parliament. He also read out the letter from the President's office regarding the appointment of the Prime Minister and the formation of the Council of Ministers. Likewise, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that the most important issue at present is to see whether or not Nepali people can bring meaningful change in their lives. Addressing the session, Prime Minister Dahal said that since they are under constant surveillance of all the people, they should try to bring meaningful changes in their lives. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda has said that banks and financial institutions' role is vital to establish financial inclusion in Nepal. During a launching ceremony of the integrated transactions of the global IME and the Bank of Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister said the foundation for financial inclusion could be prepared and consolidated by ensuring easy access of entire communities to banking services. The Prime Minister on the occasion stressed the need of results-oriented delivery to address existing issues in the economy. Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi said the government is serious and would take effective steps in increasing their morale. Governor of the Nepal Rashtra Bank Mahaprasad Adhikari said the merger process was pursued following increasing unhealthy competition and operative expenditures of financial institutions. Four people, including three Nepalese, died in a bus accident in India last night. Four people, including three Nepalese, died when a bus coming from Gujarat to Tikapur met with an accident in Unnao between Lucknow and Kanpur. The deceased have been identified as Chandra South of Tikapur and Lalit South of Jyotinagar. Another person has not been identified. The other deceased is said to be an Indian citizen. Bhupinder South of Tikapur informed, quoting the other two dozen who were injured and are being treated at the local hospital. More details of the incident are yet to come. CPN Mal Center has requested all parties and independent parliamentarians in the House of Representatives to give a vote of confidence in favour of the government. Chief Whip Hitraj Pant informed that today's meeting of the Parliamentary Party Office at Singh Darbar has decided to ask all political parties and independent parliamentarians to give a vote of confidence. The government has stepped up its efforts to rescue 90 Nepali workers who were held hostage in Malaysia in the course of foreign employment. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers took the initiative to know the situation and rescue the workers following a media report that Nepali workers were being held hostage in Malaysia for the past 8 days. Prime Minister's Press Coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma informed in this connection, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prasanda had directed the concerned agencies through Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi to make all-out efforts to rescue the Nepali workers in a serious manner. Flight services are to take place from the Phagunanda Sukilumba Airport of Ilam after a long interval. Nepal Airlines is operating its flights weekly to and from the airport. According to Ilam Municipality, it was principally agreed to operate the flights from the airport. Ilam Mayor Kedar Thapa informed that efforts are underway to initiate regular flights from the 15th of January. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Ukraine has labeled as propaganda a Russian claim that killed hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers in an attack. Moscow claimed, without providing any evidence, that a mass missile strike in the eastern city of Kramatorsk had killed more than 600 Ukrainian forces. It said it was in retaliation for a Ukrainian attack on a Russian base that killed dozens of Russian soldiers on New Year's Day. But the Ukrainian military says this is untrue. Russia's defense ministry said it had killed more than 600 Ukrainian servicemen in a strike on buildings temporarily housing Ukrainian forces. More than 1,300 Ukrainian troops were housed in two buildings, Moscow said. Moscow is yet to offer any proof of its claim about the Kramatorsk death. China has reopened its borders to international visitors for the first time since it imposed travel restrictions in March 2020. Incoming travelers will no longer need to quarantine, marking a significant change in the country's COVID policy as it battles a surge in cases. They will still require proof of a negative PCR test taken within 48 hours of traveling. The move has been welcomed by many eager to reunite with family. The country's reopening comes at the start of Chunyun, the first period of Lunar New Year travel. Before the pandemic, it was the largest annual worldwide migration of people returning home to spend time with the family. 2 billion trips are expected to be made this Lunar New Year, double the number that traveled last year. Security forces regain control of Congress in Brasilia after it is stormed by far-right protesters. Supporters of ex-president Jair Bolsonaro also stormed the Supreme Court in the capital, Brasilia. Police fired tear gas when demonstrators wrapped in the national flag surrounded the presidential palace. Bolsonaro, who is in the U.S., lost the presidential election to left-wing veteran Lula da Silva in October. His supporters are refusing to accept that he lost the election and have been calling for military intervention and Lula's resignation. Lula, who is on an official trip to Sao Paulo state, called Sunday's rioters fanatic fascists and vowed to punish them. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudhupasim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the central and western high mountainous regions. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudhupasim province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the central and western high mountainous regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. First meeting of House of Representatives after elections underway at Federal Parliament Building in New Banesur. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanna says role of banking sector is important for financial inclusion and China reopens borders to tourists after 3 years of COVID closure. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Nepal Have a good day.